Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
We go now to an occasional segment on Morning Edition titled Your Voice, where we sample the feedback we're getting from listeners. WBUR's managing editor Dave Shaw is here this morning to talk about what people have been saying about last week's series on children's mental health in Massachusetts, a series we called Are the Kids All Right? Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Deb. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good. That series, Are the Kids All Right, with 7 parts. They ran on Morning Edition and in All Things Considered on WBUR, sparked a lot of conversation on the web.
And what are people saying?
A theme that emerged in the comments throughout the week is the idea that mental health problems can't only be treated with medication. Commenters had plenty of suggestions: exercise, meditation, comprehensive therapy. Children don't exist in a vacuum, wrote a commenter who used the handle MyWord, citing school environments and families as big parts of children's well-being. Crystal Smith of Natick also commented. She said, it's very scary that not only do we want to brush mental illness under the rug, the way we sweep is with psychotropic drugs.
Drugs come first, and then maybe we deal with it using therapy or acupuncture or any of the other things that are out there.
And Dave, we heard from many people who shared the experiences of the families and providers that we spoke with during our series. And what they all seem to agree on is that children's mental health care is extremely complicated and its treatment can be very complex. One thing that helps is the Rosie D. lawsuit, which requires the state to provide appropriate services to children on public health insurance. But those services tend to be comprehensive in-home programs, which, of course, are very expensive.
Rosie D., of course, referring to the plaintiff in that lawsuit from about 5 years ago. There was a commenter named Mike on the internet, and that's one of the great things about the web is on the internet he's Mike, but in real life he is Mike Jelinek, chief of child psychiatry at MGH and president of Newton Wellesley Hospital. He commented online and then told me later by phone that the trouble in getting that kind of care is that it's not reimbursed by insurance companies the same way medication is.
So unfortunately what happens is medication use gets rewarded by reimbursement, and almost everything else doesn't.
And that, of course, then led to questions and a conversation about insurance coverage for kids on public versus private insurance.
Yeah, there was a little back and forth over the benefits of Mass Health, public insurance for people in Massachusetts. When it comes to mental health, Mass Health offers far more comprehensive coverage than many private insurers do. That prompted an anonymous commenter to say, all you hardworking middle-class people pay so that the low-class people can have better insurance than you.
In all fairness, Dave, we should say that not all the comments were positive. And in some cases, people questioned whether we are over-diagnosing mental health issues in kids as a way to excuse bad behavior.
Yeah, a commenter named No Way said what some call mental health issues really stem from bad parenting. Stop being your kid's friend and start putting your foot down, he or she wrote. More broadly, commenter E.J. Hayden said, it's up to parents, professionals, and society at large to solve the problem. Let's get our heads out of the sand, E.J. wrote.
Well, Dave, thank you.
Of course, Deb.
WBUR's managing editor, Dave Shaw. You can hear all the parts of our series and leave your feedback at our website, WBUR.org.